Good morning. Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I thank God for this day. This is Sister Cooper facilitating. Sister Gladys facilitating on this October the 3rd, 2023. And I just appreciate God for this, for the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, where Pastor Darlene Bondage is the pastor over this ministry. Hallelujah. And we thank God for her and for strengthening her. She's doing a wonderful, wonderful God. And so, God, we give you all the glory and the honor and the praises for this right now, for sending her to us. And this, she has really been a blessing to this ministry in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we're going to come before the Lord with singing this morning. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now. He woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. I thank God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, hallelujah, I thank God. My soul cries out, hallelujah, and I thank God for setting me free. Goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out again, hallelujah. I thank God for loving me. I thank you right now, God. Come magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. Come magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. I just thank God for these songs this morning. And this is how, you know, he led me to do this morning. We ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And it reminds me of Psalms 100. We ought to serve the Lord with gladness. We ought to come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. We know that he is the Lord our God, and it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We ought to enter into his gate thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. We're going to bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I just thank God for that this morning, how he put those songs on my heart in the name of Jesus. So we're going to unmute our mics, and we're not going to ask God for anything. Hallelujah. And we're going to just praise and thank God for the things that he's done, the things that he's doing and about to do, as we reflect back on all the ways in which we know that he has blessed us. He had, you know, given us right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, how he has shown us miracles. He has healed a lot of us in the name of Jesus, all of us in some kind of way, emotionally, physically, spiritually, hallelujah, and associatively. He has healed us in some way. So that's a lot to be thankful for, church. And I thank God for everyone on this prayer line, for the ones that are here, for the ones that, you know, that we know that comes, and for the ones that we don't know that are listening, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to do this thing, hallelujah, with a spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. Because we don't know who can be on this line that knows you, God, but we are going to carry ourselves according according to your will and not our will, Father, today in the name of Jesus. So unmute your mic and we're going to come before you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Loving us, oh God. Thank you for your love, God. God. Thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you for teaching us love, Lord God.
Thank you for giving us power.
Hallelujah. Abraham and David, Lord God. Thank you for keeping my mother and Brenda and Father and Peter, Lord God. Thank you for blessing my business, Lord God. Thank you for the clients. Thank you for providing everything that I am, Father, Lord God. Lord God, we speak of things into existence, Father, Lord God. We pray for your protection and your peace to understand the Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for removing every infirmity, Lord God, for my body, Lord God. Thank you for healing this peace, Lord God. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for allowing me to have somewhere to rest my head, Lord God. Because you said foxes have holes and birds have nests, but where does the have been resting here, Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you this morning for providing for me, Lord God. For God is sure, Lord God, that you provide for each and every person, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus. I pray for the homeless, Lord God. I pray for the mentally challenged this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God, for a change, Lord God. We're praying against domestic violence, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
I praise you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. I give you the highest praise. I give you the highest praise.
Oh, yes.
And listen, the only message, an unbeliever
Hallelujah. We'll ever hear from God is that he is a sinner who needs to look to Jesus as his Savior. He's concerned about our souls first and foremost. Until the person knows Christ as his personal Messiah, his Savior, he will not hear God speak on any subject other than salvation in the name of Jesus. About believers, how does our relationship with him influence what we hear? That relationship is twofold. First of all, we are saved. When we, by faith, receive him as our personal Savior, the Bible says we are born again. We are taken from the kingdom of darkness and placed into the kingdom of light, children of God. Our salvation experience is the beginning of our relationship with God. And I came with two scriptures from that, Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, and Colossians 1 and 13. That's in the NIV version for Colossians 1 through 13. And I think, the other one comes from King James Version, Ephesians 8 and 9. The second part of that relationship is our identification. Our salvation takes care of our eternal security and identification, take care of our daily walk, our walk of victory. By identification, I mean that Christ's life is now mine and mine is his. It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me, Galatians 2 and 20. What happened, that's the King James Version, what happened to Christ at Calvary happened to me. Christ was crucified. I was crucified. Christ was buried. I was buried. Songs of Romans encourage you to read the whole sixth chapter. When we identify with him, we have accepted that by faith, sin's power is broken. We are free to walk in the Spirit, liberated to become the person God wants us to be. And I was led to do Romans 3, 1 through 4. It is Christ Jesus living his life in us and through us as individuals. Our relationship to him is that we are saved, we are forgiven, we are accepted, we are children of God, we are secure in the cross, we have the peace and the assurance that our daily walk is pleasing and honorable to him. There's these two relationships, salvation and identification, make a difference in what we hear from God. One who is safe and secure in the love of God and sustained by his grace no longer hears from a distant God. He now listens to someone who loves him enough to bring him to a personal relationship. We got to have that personal relationship, church. And that makes all the difference. No longer come to him groping and pleading, wondering if we are accepted by him or not. Through identification with him, we come knowingly that we are accepted not by behavior, but by our belief, believing in him because of what he has already done. Thus, we can approach him with boldness and assurance. He is now our personal, faithful, and merciful high priest. He is our Father with whom we enjoy intimate communion. Intimacy again, dear church. We no longer have to stand on the perimeter peering into his presence. Jesus has paid the price of admission through his shed blood so that we now are legal members of his own family, sitting daily at Jesus' feet. Hallelujah. With the intimacy, speaking to him, loving on him as he loves us. We are he shed his blood so that now we are legal members of our own family, sitting daily before him, secure in our sonship. We hear his voice because we are the sheep of his pasture. And Psalms 79, 13th chapter, King James Version. So I just thank God for that. You know, it's more to go on. I'll have to come to that on the next time I facilitate, because I want to just continue to share this with you in the name of Jesus, because I felt need to share this. There's somebody might be on this program listening in that don't know God, and I had to say that, and I know that a lot of us already know God. I hope so. you know, in this ministry, the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance ministry, and that hopefully, you know, they know their relationship and their identification with God, and that makes a whole lot of difference in how we hear what God has to say. And God wants that intimacy to draw us closer to him. As we draw near to him, he will draw near to us in Jesus' name. So I'm just thankful to God for learning so much right now in the name of Jesus, because God is soon to come. All of these things are happening are signs that he's soon to come. Hallelujah. Quicker than we think. It's going to be like, you know, the twinkling of an eye that it happens. So we are to be ready, hallelujah, when he calls in Jesus' name. So I'm grateful and thankful for everyone on this prayer line. I thank God for loving us with a love that we don't have the capacity to even understand how he loves us so much. And I thank God for his grace. I'm married to favor where we don't deserve it at times. In the name of Jesus, if God rewarded us according to the things that we did, hallelujah, I just don't know. Because he said our righteousness is like filthy rags in his eyesight. In Jesus' name. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful for that. A word that I wanted to share with everyone in this prayer line. Not saying that you don't already know how you are in Christ, but iron sharpening and iron, where we come together and we just, hallelujah, God just, hallelujah, bring back to our remembrance of who he is. And if there's something missing there, we go back, hallelujah, that we reflect back, hallelujah, and we'll see the things that God has done for us and how he has worked miracles around us on a daily basis when he even wakes us up this morning. So I just appreciate God just for that. And if he doesn't have done anything else, that's enough there within itself, church. Hallelujah, to be thankful and to be grateful and to praise his name and have something to say an input on the things that he's doing for us. And I bind and I rebuke the timid spirit, hallelujah, and let them be bold and come forth and do what God has called us to do, church. Do what God has called us to do, hallelujah. So I'm grateful and thankful to God for this. So what we're going to do, like I said, I was led to, I didn't know why. And God says, you know, I lean not unto my own understanding, because I was saying, you sure you want me to say this? And he said, you know, he told me this, you know, again. So I thank God for me sharing with you and that he gave me the boldness to speak out in the name of Jesus, because, you know, I think everyone, hallelujah, was blessed with this in Jesus' name. So we're going to open up the line of communication. Open up the lines of hallelujah for us to give our names and Jesus help me. Hallelujah. Open up the lines that we can have our prayer requests, you know, things that God has done for us. Hallelujah. And just open up the lines so we can come together and be mindful of the time so we can give Pastor Bandar Church a chance to say what she needs to say. Amen. So open up the lines and you give your name.
Pastor Austin, thank you for the service.
Thank you for calling. I mean, for coming. Pastor Horsley. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie. I just want to say good morning. Everybody have a good day, and thank you for bringing the word. And no prayer requests at this time.
Thank you, Sister Marie. Oh, is there anyone else?
Yes, so good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is Darlene B. Thank God for today. Thank God for just waking me up and just allowing me to get myself moving this morning. I am grateful for just the time of my life. I mean, just to thank God for bringing me to this point. Many of you know, I went to my reunion, 50-year class reunion, high school class reunion, last weekend on the 21st. And, I mean, there were a lot of people there, but then there were a whole lot of people missing because they had been called onto glory. And then some people, it's like they told us about something that happened really strange to one of the classmates. And I'm just thanking God for his protection. You know, we always pray that God protects us as we go. And that's something that we want to continue to do, that we pray that his angels continue to be around us, and we're covered by the blood of Jesus, because we don't know what somebody might be thinking or what somebody might be doing. I mean, there are a lot of people doing all kinds of things out there, people getting shot, stabbed, people committing suicide, and we want to pray against that. In fact, let's just put that as a request today, that murder and suicide be destroyed, and that people will come to Jesus Christ if they're feeling burdened down. I mean, there are so many people who have burdens on them, and they don't seem to know where to turn, and they're turning to death, and it's just not good. So we want to pray for that, even little young people wanting to commit suicide. So we want to pray against that demonic spirit. Also, want to pray for marriages. Continue to hear about strange things happening in the marriages during this time. And we know that the enemy is busy, but we are busy too. We're busy praying and interceding, standing in the gap and making up the hedge. We are the intercessors, the prayer warriors, and so we continue to stand against the enemy. Also want to keep Benjamin and Dallas. Just keep those two young men on the request list. And pray that these children will get their minds together and not be in the class trying to be disruptive. Also, I heard Princeton and Gianni and Kimberly on yesterday, these children, that they will do good in school. They will become the leaders in a good way, not leading people in the wrong direction. So we want to pray for these children this morning. And I want to pray for the Darby family, Corrine Darby. I mean, I heard Apostle Horsey speaking yesterday, and I didn't realize this what had happened. So we just want to just pray for that, the comfort of the wife who lost her, the mother who lost her two children, and the father of the two children passed. So we want to pray for, I believe they were in a fire. So we just want to pray that God will give them comfort at this time. I mean, it's kind of difficult to lose somebody that way. You know, people get distressed when people just die naturally, but when you have a cause like that, that can really cause you distress. So we want to pray for the Darby family in that regard. And also pray for the Gibson family. My niece, Yvette, pray for her two children, London and Levea. Yvette is recovering from gallbladder surgery. And then also, they all need Jesus Christ in their life. So just pray for salvation for all of our family members. So salvation is a request this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Amen. Is there anyone else?
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. I wasn't sure if you could hear me, because yesterday nobody could hear me on my phone, so I'm sorry.
I can hear
Good morning. Okay. Good morning. I just want to thank God for just allowing us, each and every one of us, to be here on this prayer line. I just thank God for our consistency, just to stand in the gap. I want to pray for just those that are going through mental conditions. Like, you know, there's a lot of mental illnesses out there that we might not quite understand, and a lot of them are getting beaten and, you know, by the police, and all kind of different things are happening. So I just pray for understanding for those that are mentally challenged and have some, like, mental illness going on. And I'm just praying for the children. I'm praying for Denver and Dallas as they go to school, that they will not disrupt the class and just, you know, learn, be able to learn. So I just pray for them, and I pray over my business. I pray over the restaurant. And I just pray for my family, and I'm just asking God for just a favor and grace and mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is us.
Good morning.
Mary, and I just thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for giving us an opportunity always to come before him in prayer and praise. And I just thank God for answering our prayers and those things that we seek and those things that we pray for and those prayers that we ask for and favor and God grants them. I just thank God for all that he's doing in my life. I had a situation where my car stopped it on this weekend. It stopped somewhere in a place I didn't know where I was, but it did cut off and stop, and I just prayed and contented. I was a little fearful, but I knew God was with me, and I just thank God for answering my prayers and just ordering everything in order, and I was able to get my car fixed, and I just thank God for that, the blessings that he just loves us. He hears our cry when we pray. He hears us, and I just thank God for that. It's just a tremendous blessing this morning. I thank God for each of you, and I just thank God for hearing our prayers as we cry out for those that are in sorrow, those that have lost loved ones, or those that maybe even in whatever state they're in, we're crying out for them. We're praying for them. We know some of them by name, some of them we don't, but we are intercessors called and on duty and on the call for God and doing our service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give God some praise for Mary getting her car fixed. We did pray to her yesterday, and God answered that prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise your name, God, for helping out with Mary, oh God, for answering that prayer, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. We praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Yes, Jesus, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I do have a prayer request. I have a prayer request for Patricia.
Whoever works on the Father in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Is there anyone else has something to say?
Yes, I do have a prayer request. I have a prayer request for Patricia. She has a varicose and a lot of illness that she's going through, and it's kind of hard for her right now. And also pray for Pam, Pamela. She have death in the family. So we're going to pray for comfort for her and for her healing because she's back and forth to the hospital. So we're going to pray for healing for her. And also, we're going to pray for the pain. Let's pray for the pain that's going through my leg at this time and been bothering me for a while. Pray that God remove that and give me more range in my leg from my knee replacement. And thank you.
Is there anyone else? If not, then I have something I want a prayer request. Prayer request for my family and that, you know, the marriage between my daughter and her husband and all marriages. Thank God right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that I got my car yesterday. I got it fixed. And now I'm, you know, it's back up and running again. She's too, you know, an old car, but, you know, I don't owe anything on it to anybody. So I just appreciate God for that in Jesus' name. And
amen.
I thank God for my niece, Rosa, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. No matter how she's acting out, God has still got his hands on her right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for her restoration because she knows who God is. But through whatever it is that she's going through and with, you know, sometimes when you don't think that God is working, you know, fast enough or quick enough, when we don't do it when we want to, then we get discouraged. So whatever the reason is, we want prayer. For her, that God restore her back to the faith, because the spirit of the spirit of where she can't not untruth of the Antichrist coming against her mind and making
believe that, you know, she has to believe in something else totally different and opposite from what God wants her to do. Thanking God for the family reunion, that praying for the family reunion. People are now calling in and stuff. Want, you know, we stop being concerned so much about, you know, who's calling and who's not calling. Just wait on God and watch him work. And I thank God, you know, that more people are coming in now, that we decided, you know, to take our minds off of that. So I just appreciate God for that. I appreciate God for salvation, healing, and deliverance for my loved ones. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank God. And thank God for my strength right now, God, keeping me held up in the name of Jesus, as we all pray for our families and intercede for our families, all the intercessors all around the world, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's give
else?
God praise for our sister Gladys, his car being returned and
yes,
fixed. And we thank God for another vehicle being fixed. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, your name is in place to prayer once again, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want to give someone else a chance if they would like to have something to say, if it's just a scripture or whatever, you know, that's on your heart to say. If it's just one word, it could be just one word or two words, Jesus wept, or whatever it could be, you know, that's our input, hallelujah, that you're giving God thanks and you're grateful for something. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Okay. So, if there's not anyone else, anybody has forgotten something, you know, you can say it right now. A prayer request that you have forgotten about, we have time. Okay. So we're going to come together.
Yes. Pastor Roberts' wife, she has breast cancer. I think her name is, God knows who she is. She went back into, she had it stopped, and then it came back upon her. Pastor Roberts' wife. I forgot that one. Glad that you asked.
Okay.
Her name is Lorraine.
This is Glenda. What did you say?
I'm sorry.
Okay. We're gonna come together.
I think I heard Glenda say something.
Good morning. I was about to say something when you were asking for a scripture or, you know, words to say. I just thought of something. I will say this: 20 years ago, on this very day, I lost my only daughter. And the scripture that comes to mind for me today is in the book of Psalms. And if it had not been the Lord who was on my side.
Thank you.
So that's the scripture. My daughter passed suddenly and unexpectedly. And, you know, back then I wondered if I would make it till the next day. And I would just like to say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would not have survived.
Amen, amen, amen.
Okay.
Oh, can we come together and pray for her? Can we come together and just pray? Prayer for her right now, Father God. We thank you right now,
yes,
God. Lord,
Thank you, Lord, for the strength, God. We thank you, Lord, for the strength, God.
We
thank you for helping us to overcome
the problems.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for the anointing of her, Lord God. Anointing, Lord God. The mantle of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we have her right now. In the name of Jesus, right now, Lord God. We
pray
for her
again
at the bottom of her feet, Lord God.
Redeemer,
Lord
God. In Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And by your
Thank
spirit,
you,
God, and by your power, O Lord God.
They had not been for the Lord.
Jesus,
so Lord. We're going to do a prayer for everyone
Thank
that has prayer requests and for those late that are coming in. If you haven't said anything that you need to say, you know, as you think of it, when we come in COVID prayer, it's their time to call it out right now. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to turn it over into the hands of Pastor Darlene Vonda.
Darlene.
Amen. So, Lord, we coming together
yes.
in corporate prayer.
Lord, we just thank you today. We
Amen.
Praise your name, God. We glorify your name this morning, God, because you are so great, God. So the grace to be praised, God. Lord, we thank you today for just blessing you, God, healing and delivering, oh God. Lord, in the spirit of murder and suicide, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Marco, she said, I'm a cool and I'm a side of the cool and I'm a healing of that, healing across our land, oh God, healing in our city, God, in our neighborhood, God. In the name of Jesus, they heal and shine, I'm a cool and I'm a city, God. My God, we just praise you this morning, oh God. In the beauty of holiness, oh God, and in the spirit of righteousness, oh God. Lord, we pray for marriages this morning, oh God. We pray, God, today that you heal the pain that people are experiencing in these marriages, oh God. Today, God, the many people are experiencing, oh God, the husbands are against the wives, and the wives against the husbands and the children, oh God.
Thank you,
heal, Father, in the name of Jesus, and also for the single people, God. We pray for them, oh God, that you help them to connect to the right person, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that they would not have order in their marriages, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that the husbands would truly love the wives. As Christ loved the church, oh God, and gave himself, oh God, the wife will honor and respect their husbands, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for our unity. Thank you, Lord, today that we lose unity right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray to God, glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. Lord, we pray for the prayer over the children. Students of God, Benjamin and Dallas and Denver, God, we pray for Gianni and Kimberly and Princeton, Lord, that you touch these children's hearts, oh God, that they would hear your call, oh God, that they would heed the call of the Christ, oh God,
In the name of Jesus, Monica, Niki, Jesus, I'm calling them, healing in their minds, oh God. Give them peace today, God. Whatever is causing them to be angry, oh God. Sometimes it's anger, Lord. Sometimes it's pressure, God. Thank you, Lord, today that you help them to be at peace, Lord. When they go to the class, they will be honest students, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We pray, God, today for the Darby family, oh God, and the loss of their three family members, oh God, in the fire, God. My God, I pray, God, today that you help them right now, God. Those who are still here, oh God, as they prepare for laying their loved ones to rest, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for the mom and the grandmother and the sick and every person connected to the Darby family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
The main husband is giving himself out of the Lord.
God, continue to heal her body, oh God, from the gallbladder surgery, oh God, and get her to know you, God, and pardon her sins, oh God, have a form of God's and denying the power thereof, oh God, and her daughter, oh God, we pray for the veil, Lord, that she will God complete her school, oh God, as the angels that would have completed and graduated, oh God, but she has not completed all of her classes, God, so I pray for the veil today, God, in London, that he will be a model student, oh God, that he will learn, oh God, that they are not that the label on God, that he's not able to learn, God, because he's a very smart boy, oh God. I pray for him today, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just praise you today, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we pray for Patricia, oh God, that you heal her today, God. She has an illness, God. And, oh, God, today, you said in your word that I am the Lord that heals you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And also Pamela, oh God, whom you heal, oh God. And, Lord, also the death of somebody in her family, oh God, she's in mourning today, God. So we thank you for today for healing these ladies, oh God, that you give them peace of mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for healing her, Marie, God, that you heal them, take away the pain in her knees, oh God, in her legs, God, that she will have better range of motion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, that she had a fool, healing today, oh God, by the stripes of Jesus, Lord. We decree and declare healing today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for growth, Lord, that she will return to you, God, that she will no longer be stumbling around in the darkness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, it's a trick city, oh God. We pray, God, today that she will not fall in the trap of Satan, oh God. In the name of Jesus, may it go like that, praise you this morning, oh God. Pray, God, today for the reunion that's coming up for Gladys' family, oh God, for the peace, Lord, that will be there, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we also pray for Pastor Robert's wife, oh God, to heal her of the cancer, God. In the name of Jesus, my father, my king, oh God. We just thank you that here the kingdom of glory, has come in. He showed his mercy, oh God. So we thank you for today for hearing the sister and brother who has joined us this morning, oh God, our Lord. Sister Grace, Apostle Horsley, Sister Wonderland, Sister Lucinda, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, today that you continue to forgive every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you this morning, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God, because you are our angel today, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I praise your name, God. And, oh, yes, Lord. Linda T, oh God. Linda T, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. And, oh, thank you. Don't know, God. We thank you today for blessing and delivering and putting your arms around each and every one of us, my brother, thank you, God. Help us, Lord, in our heart, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 God. We praise your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our prayers that we send them out
do today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ministering angels, warring angels, and guardian angels going out to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. So we're going to turn it over to you, Pastor Rundage.
Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Minister Gladys. We appreciate your facilitation and leading us in prayer and song and the word of God that came this morning. We will continue to realize that our relationship with God is what we need to share with others. The salvation that comes as a relationship with him, we are saved by his grace, and we are to help others to know about Jesus Christ. And so the life we live in Christ can be a testimony, can be a book for other people to see and read. So let's just keep that in mind as we continue the lives that we're living today. So as we're closing this hour of power of prayer, I cover and seal all prayers and praises with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I make a declaration for each and every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. And let's remember that we start our fast on tomorrow, and we're focusing on fasting and praying, and we are grateful today for the opportunity to be able to fast and pray. And there are some things that we need to just seek the Lord about and leave it in his hands. There are some things we need to give to him and allow him to work those things out for us in the name of Jesus. And I make a declaration today that the angels of the Lord will continue to protect us as we go from one destination to the next. I decree no accidents or incidences as we travel in the name of Jesus. And every word that has been spoken against us, we would just send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I decree that the Lord shall fight for us and we shall hold our peace. I decree that the favor of God surrounds us like a shield. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in the sight of our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. I decree today that the Lord gives his people twice as much as you had before. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned in Jesus' name. I decree that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. Each and every person has a different need from our God, and we thank God today for him blessing and covering us and providing all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth. Our businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Some are receiving millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, and some will receive hundreds of dollars. And it's according to our faith, so be it done unto us in Jesus' name. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree that we have on the whole armor of God, and we come against every trick and scheme of the devil in the name of Jesus. And I want you to remember, I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for all your prayers for myself and for each and every one of the prayer partners here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and just how you pray for people across the land. I appreciate that, and I thank God for pouring back into each life as we have poured out, that God just restores everything that we put out into the atmosphere. So let us continue to go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. In Jesus' name, go in peace and be whole. Amen. I love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.